Michelle Obama has a podcast, and in her podcast, she said, I guess she was giving relationship advice and talking about how she and Barack are not perfect. Like they, you know, they're a normal couple, and every once in a while, she just wants to kill him. So she's giving relationship advice. She's on with Conan.
The Barbarian.
Sorry. She's on with Conan O'Brien. I forgot his last name for a second there. That's how long it's been since I've watched television live. Anyway, so she made this comment and said, you cannot Tinder your way into a long-term relationship. And of course, the internet blew up because a lot of people have met on Tinder and have been together for many years. Some people are even married to people they met on Tinder. So they didn't really like that comment very much.
I don't think Tinder is the long-term relationship place to go.
Well, I think Tinder has a reputation of being an app for just like a total hookup app. It's like, but I do know a lot of people that went into the relationship on Tinder thinking, hey, this will be a nice hookup. And then they started really liking the person and spending time with them. One of my really good friends got married right before the pandemic to somebody that she met on Tinder. So it's not that Tinder's not known for being like a marriage app, but it's not impossible. And the thing that people were upset about is that Michelle Obama got into a relationship way before they were dating apps. So they were kind of like, if you don't know about dating apps, maybe don't talk about them in a negative way because they're very good for some people.
Yeah, back then they were called bars. I don't believe people that go on Tinder are going to be celebrating their 10-year wedding anniversary.
It's not the intention going into it, but for some people it is, and they do end up together. That's what I'm telling you. I mean, I think that a lot more people that I know have met their serious partners on like Bumble and Hinge, because the whole idea of Bumble and Hinge is to get married. I mean, Hinge's whole thing is they want you to delete the app. Tinder doesn't want that. Tinder wants you to keep the app going because they want you to hook up every single night. You know what I mean?
And I think Hinge and maybe even Bumble, I don't know anything about either one of them, but I think Tinder is the hookup app. You find somebody on Tinder, they're not going to delete their app. They're going to hide their app in a folder on their phone. They're always going to have Tinder just in case. So I don't think you're going to be celebrating many, many marriage milestones with the person that you met on Tinder.
Yeah, I just think people got on her because saying something like you can't Tinder your way into a long-term relationship, people have is the point. Even though it's not the intention of Tinder for the most part, people have and they took offense to it. Bumble's a good one because it puts the woman in charge. So I put my profile on Bumble and I get to search men. And if someone's interested in me, I get the option if I want to hook up with him or not, or talk to him or not. Whereas with Tinder, you know, you could both talk to each other. Like a guy can approach you, whereas Bumble, the girl has to make the first move. You know, that way you don't get a stalker. Like if there's some guy that really likes you and keeps swiping on you and you're like, ugh, stalker, he has no way to contact you.
Yeah, and I don't think if you're on Bumble, you're going to get a stalker because there's another girl just one swipe away.
But people have this idea about hookup apps like Grindr. Grindr's a great example. Grindr is meant to just like, is there a guy in your zip code who's horny and looking to hook up? And you think like that is the ultimate hookup app. I have another friend that met his husband through Grindr. So Michelle Obama just closing off the possibility, people were like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I kind of agree with her. I don't think if you've met somebody on one of those apps, it's going to be a long-term relationship. I think it's going to be a six-month long-term relationship, and then that's it.
But how else are you supposed to meet somebody now?
We did it when we were out. When now you can only see half their face, so that's, you know, you should love that.
I do. I picked the wrong time to be in a relationship.
Right. They can only see your eyes, which aren't bad, and your hair, which is not bad. So you should be able to hook up all day long.
Okay. Pandemic aside, let's say it's normal times. All right. people are busy. They don't want to go to a bar and hook up with some drunk guy. You know, they want to get to know somebody. They want to meet them for coffee. You can't walk into a bar, see a cute guy and be like, hi, you're cute. What are you doing Sunday? Can we meet for coffee? Like, it doesn't work like that.
It's happened for 75,000 years. what, you think nobody's hooked up? Have you been outside? There's a lot of people. There's been a lot of people that hooked up because they made lots and lots of babies. 7 billion. They all met not on Tinder.
Possible. I met my boyfriend through friends at a party.
Right.
I met my husband through friends at a party.
Right.
I have never met a guy in a bar that ended up being a serious relationship. Never.
Okay, then you hook up with somebody at work. There's nothing wrong with the app. I just don't think you're going to be celebrating your grandchildren when you met somebody on an app.
You know, it's so easy for you to say because you're really outgoing, and I hate to say this, you're decent looking. But for a lot of people that are really shy or maybe not as attractive or don't feel attractive, or they're really attractive and they're just, they don't, like, gorgeous women that walk into a bar, every guy's going to walk up to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think women want the opportunity, whether they're good looking or whether they're not so good looking, to meet somebody, get to know them, get to know their personality, and then decide if they're going to go out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because at a bar, it's all about appearance. Jamie, like girls like me that are like short, kind of, you know, I mean, I'm not the most attractive. So I don't do well in bars. I stand next to these beautiful girls, and that's who all the guys want to talk to. So thank God for an app.
You give good first meeting. It's the next morning when you wake up. That's when you, oh my God. So I kind of agree with Michelle Obama.
I totally disagree with her. I mean, and I love her, so this isn't like a knock on her. Mm-hmm. And this is also one of those things. Like, people are like, ugh, Michelle Obama. It's like, you know what? You could still love Michelle Obama and disagree with her. You're allowed to disagree with people that you like. Right. It's not all or nothing. Like, this is the world we live in now. Everything is all or nothing. Either, like, you have to hate people and disagree with everything they say, or you love them and everything they say is perfect. Well, how about this? I really like Michelle Obama, but I disagree 100% with what she said.
You really love your mom, but you disagree with your mom a lot.
Yeah, that's another good point. Yeah, but my mom I kind of have to love.